Hello, folks, and welcome back to your favorite show all about money, money, money. That's right, it's Stock Stacker. We do the research so that you fellows at home can invest and make a profit. I'm Johnny Beck, and this Friday we'll be looking at the industry after the Great War. But first, it's our weekly spotlight onto one lucky business, and this week it's salmon fishing. Just 6 years ago, this fine nation celebrated its first National Canned Salmon Day. This March 14th, we wanted to commemorate the household staple that you know and love. In this segment, we call Spotlight. In the past 5 years, the salmon industry has produced 40 million pounds of fish yearly. That's over 200 million pounds total. There's no question about it, gents. The fish business is booming with no chance of slowing down. The war to end all wars has our economy sky high, and the salmon industry is no different. Not only have salmon sales at home gotten higher with the end of wartime rations, but exports have rocketed as well. Remember, you can buy fresh fish at any grocer store near you. It is most certainly the option to keep you going at the office. And that's it for Spotlight, listeners. Our main show will now continue after this important message from King Seasoning.
I'm Ellen Goldfield, and this is your most reliable source of national news. Today, we're talking about a revolutionary new law that addresses years of free-for-all market that has endangered many of America's unique fish populations. It's Public Eye. The Magnuson-Stevens Act, passed earlier this year, attempts to regulate overfishing in the U.S. Ever since the fishing industry began booming in the late 1800s, fisheries have been taking advantage of the American fish market's lack of restraining legislation. As a result, not only are many fish low in supply, but fisheries across America are struggling today because of their predecessors' reckless actions. With the EPA founded at the start of the decade and an influx of environmental protection laws since then, it's no surprise that the fishing industry is becoming part of the trend. The law limits the zone in which fisheries can fish and focuses on building up endangered species to a baseline level. From Public Eye, I'm Ellen Goldfield.
Good evening. This is Alex Clifton with Science Today. A new and grim phenomena is overtaking our blue planet. Jellyfish are swarming in historically good fishing spots across the globe. Not only is this leading to many more jellyfish stings, about 1,000 unfortunate swimmers were stung in Volusia County, Florida last spring, but with jellyfish taking over lakes and oceans previously full of fish, scientists say that our diets may have to change. Global warming is obviously turning our normal day-to-day upside down, what with forest fires, rising sea levels, and temperatures higher than ever. But as the temperatures rise, the Earth's waters are warming with it. This means that colder waters that used to be prime areas for fish like salmon are quickly warming and becoming better ecosystems for a different animal, the jellyfish. This is just one of many examples of the global warming problem being brought straight to our domestic lives. Scientists even say that we may have to cross fish off the menu in the near future, with Chinook salmon estimated to become extinct in as soon as 20 years. Some scientists are suggesting we incorporate jellyfish into our diet, saying it provides a mild and chewy alternative to other seafood. For Science Day,
good morning, this is Michael Johnson with CNY News, and this is your daily dose of headlines. It's the Roundup. President Biden made a statement this week calling climate change a code red, urging the public to listen to scientists saying that the nation is in peril. Now, I brought a buddy of mine, Jason Reed. He's a professional who has made it his life's mission to expose flaws in the left's logic. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Great to be here, Michael.
So, you've said that these alarmist statements are doing nothing but harm before, but you know, the numbers don't lie, and it is true that the climate is warming. What do you say to that argument?
Well, I'll be the first one to acknowledge that the climate is changing. Climate change is real, but here's the thing. Climate change is all the time. It's been changing since the beginning of time, before humans had even evolved. So, we have no reason to worry. It's not a code red. It's just nature changing like she's supposed to.
Great to have you, as always, Jason. That was Jason Reed, and this is Roundup. We'll be back with more headlines right after this ad break.